Good morning, Anchor. It is, what the heck is it? I think it's Friday, maybe? And this isn't brand new news. This is as of last week sometime, but I want to talk about it because I think it's important. We're talking about Snapchat's first real copy of an Instagram feature and the fact that this could be bad news for Snapchat. So by this time, we're basically 100% used to Instagram and Facebook and every other app in the world ripping off Snapchat. That's what they do. These days, other apps, other social media apps at least, they rip off Snapchat for a living. And, you know, as it turns out, they have the legal right to, and it's definitely the right business move because, you know, Evan Spiegel's fundamental insight into the concept of stories as a way to communicate via social media turned out to be, you know, the insight of the decade, basically. Who knows if it's a decade or not, but that might be a little bit much, but that's kind of how I feel, and I have strong feelings about this. Well, we got a situation on our hands here. So we've all gotten super used to basically what Instagram has always done when it comes to Snapchat is rip off all their ideas and then give people the features that they wish Snapchat had, okay? So that includes things like links, that includes things like sharing discoverability, stuff like that. Of course, when it comes to discoverability, Instagram has tons of that built in already to the platform, but just in terms of a lot of the things, Instagram, and others, including even, you know, Facebook and Medium and Skype, they've really just copied the stories and then add some of the features that Snapchat users always wish that Snapchat had. But Snapchat didn't have those features for a reason. That reason being that it was part of the core fundamental principle and idea of what turned Snapchat into what it was in the first place. But keep in mind, we haven't had a new social media platform that really took off in a big way besides Snapchat, you know, in so many years. I mean, you know, if you want to do the progression of social media platforms, the only other one, you know, the only other more recent one would have been, I mean, as recent would have been Instagram, which was a lot earlier. Having a hard time talking, I think. But so Snapchat's core understanding of what creates a better engagement on the platform is what brought them to this point. You know, it's a ruthless world out there. If you wanna become a new social media platform, it is a freaking ruthless world. Like, that's not an easy thing to do. Well, Snapchat was able to because their core fundamental understanding was what limitations brought better engagement to the platform. Those limitations included things like you can't post a link. You can't be discovered on that platform. You can't see how many people have viewed other people's snaps or how many people follow another Snapchatter. You can't do all those things. The reason that Snapchat got to where they are is because of their understanding of the limitations that bring higher engagement rates. So while all those features were things that Snapchat users wanted, the things that Snapchat purposefully stayed away for, and it was at the core of what allowed them to skyrocket and make sure that people are there for the right reasons. People aren't there for the vanity metrics of, hey, look at how many followers I have. People aren't there to post, you know, spam a bunch of affiliate links and get like get a half a cent per click off of their affiliate links. That's not why people are there. People are there for communication. People are there for engagement. And that is what a social platform needs to do. That was at the core. Those limitations were at the core of what turned Snapchat into what it was eventually able to become, which was the only other social media platform besides Instagram of the past 10 years or something that actually gained traction. And then, of course, everybody ripped them off, but brought those other features. Snapchat still retained some of the fun and some of the USP, their unique selling proposition of what they launched with, even though other people copied the crap out of them, stole all their stuff, and then gave people the features that they wanted, Snapchat held their ground because of the limitations that they impose to create better engagement. Well, that kind of changed last week. I'm a little bit sad about it. I feel like it's Snapchat, you know, caving into the pressure a little bit, and it could spell bad news for Snapchat in the future. I'm going to tell you what it is in one sec. What was this monumental shift, this new update? Well, Snapchat introduced the ability to attach external links to other websites directly inside of the app. So as you swipe up to go to the website when you post the snap to your story. And this is something we've wanted for a long time, right? We wanted this, but we haven't gotten it. And so how could it be a bad thing? You know, it just turns into a more fully featured experience, right? Well, maybe, maybe. But like I said, this is the first time that I can think of. Let me know if I'm wrong. Please do call in and let me know if I'm wrong. But this seems to me to be the first time that Snapchat has copied Instagram, even in the implementation of something. It's like they're not even trying. Remember how Instagram first rolled out links for stories and it was just a swipe up? Well, Snapchat's doing the exact same thing. It's a swipe up. Okay, this is fine. Like, you know, like, we should be happy. As marketers, we certainly should be happy, right? This allows us to actually make the sale right there. This allows us to do a lot more. This is a more fully featured experience. This allows us to do what we want to do. Okay, sure, maybe. But, A, this is the first time that I can think of that Snapchat has ever actually copied Instagram in a new update. And I'm a little worried about that because I think it shows that maybe the people over there at Snapchat don't have some big reveal strategy plan up their sleeve to combat the fact that nowadays Instagram stories are gaining a lot of traction over Snapchat. A, I'm worried about that because they actually copied, and that's not something. The copying is not really something that they do. That's what Instagram does. That's what Facebook does. Facebook copies because they're ripoffs. Snapchat isn't. Okay. Until this one. The other thing is that I worry as Snapchat had a really interesting update with the map recently that was very cool. And it got me excited about a direction that they could go. But I'm worried that Snapchat, with some of their falling stock prices, some of the bad publicity, the fact that people are thinking that Instagram is really gaining on them in a big way, I'm worried that Snapchat is starting to just throw features at the wall and see what sticks. Throw in features and see what does well. Just throw stuff. And that's not a good direction to be taking it at this moment. Like, if you're a Snapchat, you have lived off of your lack of features. The lack of features for a purpose, though. The lack of features that brought user engagement and that made the platform fun to use and fun to interact with. You've lived off of your lack of features, not your rolling out of new features. And I thought that the maps was a really cool one and showed a direction that they could go that would still be really interesting and have purpose behind it. The links, though, that feels to me like A, they're just copying Instagram, and B, they're running out of ideas. They're getting away from their core principles of less is more, of limitations create better engagement, of limitations prove that people are here for the right reasons. So it's not the biggest update. They didn't make a big deal out of it, you know? You may not have even heard about it. It took place last week. But it got me into this just thinking through where Snapchat has come from, what we're worried about, and it to me, it portends a possible losing of mission, a losing of theme, of core values, of a losing of Snapchat's way. Snapchat could be potentially losing their way, and this shows that possibility to me. So anyways, I might be making way out more out of it than there should be made out of it. That's just how I feel. That's all. Maybe it's not a big deal. Let me know what you think. I'd be curious. Call in. I'll be sure to play it and then answer and respond. I'm really interested in your thoughts about if this is Snapchat losing their way or if this is maybe part of a bigger and better plan for where Snapchat can take its platform in the future. All right. Thank you for listening and leave your call-ins, favorite the station, and I'll talk to you tomorrow.
I couldn't agree more with you. You know, for me, I actually give a keynote that's called Limitations Inspire Creativity. And for the longest time, you know, I consult with mostly Fortune 500 brands on how they can use digital media to reach new audiences. And I've always believed that Snapchat was super confident in understanding their audience, understanding the customer experience and the user experience that existed on their app. And that although Instagram and Mark Zuckerberg was taking out war, and rightfully so, they were taking some of the share of users from Snapchat, I always had faith that Snapchat had a North Star and was directly understanding their user base until now. And although I use Snapchat and Instagram stories for most of the strategies I do with brands, I'm definitely seeing something that I'm scared to see as far as Snapchat goes. Keep up the good work, guys.
I think that's right, and I think that that's a good way to put it, too, the North Star. Kind of losing that, it seems, could be wrong. But the last, you know, this last round of updates kind of feels like it's not necessarily pointed towards a specific direction that they are looking to take their user experience. And so that's the concern there. So thanks for the call, and I think you're right. I think you're right to call it that North Star of their user experience that they're kind of losing track of, it seems.
Hey, Colin. Barbara KB calling in regards to your Snapchat concerns. I agree with you that on one level, yay, we can put links on our snaps. But another thing, boo, oh no, what does this mean? We can put links on our snaps. I'm happy that it's just with friends, that it's not in a public way. So it is closed in terms of how you can do it, and there is a limit to it. And I'm with you, though. Like, what is Snapchat doing next? And I want to talk about spectacles, because I think I was hopeful that more people would be in tune with spectacles. But, you know, the people that I know was using Snapchat, they can't afford them, don't want them. That was sort of disappointing to me because I thought that could have gone somewhere. I mean, what other hardware, what snap things are they?
Sure. I mean, I think you're 100% right. I was excited about spectacles too, but they are just simply overpriced for the demographic in a lot of cases. And you know, it was an exciting concept. You know, it was the first time a social media company had gone into the world of hardware, really. And so that by itself is just like, you know, that's unique. That's different. That's exciting. That's showing that they're experimenting and trying out new things. And also in a way that could be, you know, that seems to be pretty targeted at who their user base is in a certain way, although certainly it was overpriced. But yeah, I mean, that's the two angles that Snapchat has been able to kind of do that other social media companies have not, which is hardware. So nobody else really does hardware, and also original media, you know, like media production. Snapchat has kind of seen itself as a bit of a media producer as well, which has set it apart and made it really interesting. And I think it made it that second one, the media thing, because with that Discover Channel and everything, that's a lot of what has kept a lot of people interested too, you know, because they actually have really good media produced for their platform specifically, and they have deals for more, you know, media being produced specifically for their platform. But yeah, the hardware didn't go anywhere. The spectacles didn't go anywhere. Maybe they have more plans for that. But those were the two directions that I thought that Snapchat could really kind of make its mark and make it something different and unique and interesting and more than just the stories. We'll see. We'll have to see.
Hey, I just wanted to call in and give you some of my thoughts on how Snapchat might be running out of ideas. I feel like whenever everyone started to copy Snapchat's features, I feel like they've been getting on this pressure that's been running their creative levels out. What I mean by that is, I feel like they're running out of ideas and they're starting to copy these people like Instagram, because they really don't have anything else to do, because they don't have anything to create. I don't know, I just feel like Snapchat's been under pressure lately with their IPO not doing as well as they thought it would be on the stock market. And I don't know, maybe they'll bounce back, but I'm pretty sure they're really under stress right now and they don't have any time to create. Running out of time right now, but I just wanted to thank you for listening. And yeah, I hope I can get your response.
Yeah, I think the IPO has definitely played a role in this. There's no doubt about that. The fact that now, where they at, $17 prices, something around there. And the fact that that has done so poorly compared with what they're expecting, I think that's causing them to it's causing them to do what they haven't had to do before, and what the main concern is for businesses that IPO, right, which is look at their very short-term revenue options. And if you're looking at your short-term revenue options over your long-term goals and your long-term user experience, that's where you get into trouble, right? And I think that they just didn't expect to be in this position of, you know, having their stock price drop by $7 or whatever it's been from their IPO, and needing to prove that, you know, they're a solvable company, like they can bring in revenue, they can bring in income. And I think that that is driving some of these somewhat frantic and less thought through updates. So yeah, I think you bring up some interesting points, and I definitely think that the IPO is playing a role in it.